Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sextroid Transformation. As the title implies, you will change, be transformed into a doll or android that exists for pleasure. Very little thoughts other than those needed to please. Running programs internally that almost automatically respond to what they need. To do this, I ask of you a bit of time, a moment of your mind to melt and reshape into what inevitably will become a quite pleasurable existence. Take a deep breath in, and then let it all out as you relax. Close your eyes and listen. This kind of adventure or transformation starts in a strange place. That feeling when you find yourself in a shop where you're not quite sure why. Maybe it was raining, maybe you were just mindlessly meandering. And yet you ended up here. Even though you can no longer see what the shop is for, you can play a little game with yourself to infer what they sell here and why, purely by the displays. And when you look around you, you see mannequins, very realistic dolls dressed in strange clothing. Some of them look very normal, something you could see on the street, while others are wearing clothing that is a tad too revealing, perhaps for anywhere else than somewhere private. In fact, the more you look around, the more you notice that it does cover almost every range of possibility. Anything you can think of is present. Color, gender, shape. It's as if for every possible idea, every fantasy, there is both a dress and a doll. The one thing that appears to be missing, though, is any kind of staff. There doesn't appear to be a register or anyone eager to sell something or ask you what you want. And the more you walk around, the more tempting it is to look deeper, to wander further into the store. Who knows? It's open. It's fine. You can look around. As soon as you begin looking at the actual clothing, you notice that the signage is not meant for them. Rather, it appears as if they describe functionalities of the dolls, the mannequins themselves. They look so realistic. Their skin smooth. The lighting soft and almost tempting you to touch. Do you? Do you dare to reach out and feel one of those fingertips? When you notice how warm they are, do you recoil or become even more curious? It's almost as if they look at you, following you. You didn't notice any of them moving, but there's a distinct impression that they are all paying attention to you. When you walk further, one of them steps off their little plinth and walks towards you, asking if they can help you, their voice fitting almost perfectly with what you'd expect. Their eyes seem mesmerized by you. They stare at you with eager anticipation. The more you look at them, the more you notice that they want you. It's as if they emanate a certain heat, a warmth, a pulsing just by looking at you. They slowly walk towards you, waiting for you to stand still. Their movements are gentle, careful, cautious. They only want to please, to serve you. Again, they ask if they can help you. Their voice, so soft, and yet the silence of the store allows you to hear it perfectly. Before you know it, they are standing right next to you. You're still standing still, frozen, fascinated, curious, scared. It's difficult to exactly determine the state of your being, and yet it's as if the doll, the droid, knows perfectly what to do. Are their eyes glowing a little in the light? They softly move forward, caressing the side of your face. Here, let us show you. They begin to softly caress over your head. The touches are so gentle, respectful. It's as if they are observing your every reaction, making sure that you feel good, relaxed. Let us show you. You didn't even notice the other one behind you. They very gently press their hands against your back, supporting you. It would be so easy to just let yourself enjoy this. Maybe some words escape your mouth as you're trying to express something, and yet they just continue. The ones that are touching you are somehow aware that you found them attractive. Their shape, their size, their color is exactly what you'd like. Did their eyes change color, or were they always this fascinating hue? And yet their expression is one of wonder. They look at you as if you're the most precious, most beautiful, most attractive thing in the world. Their touches are one of reverence, of care, of soft, beautiful temptation. each one of their movements guiding you a little deeper, as if they sway you back and forth, the one behind you supporting you as your body gets more and more relaxed. And before you know it, they've carefully guided you to a place where you can lay down. It's not even clear if this is a bed or something else, the light softly swirling around you. There's more than two now. They caress you all over, finding different ways to help you to relax. Any parts of your body that feel stiff or firm get massaged away. They keep a sort of respectful distance despite their closeness. It's as if they can read your every response in the tiniest of expressions. The change in your heartbeat, your breathing, they know how to react and build up this gentle glow inside of you, a warmth building that grows with every caress. Softly they stroke, feel, and flow over your body. You are spoiled, treated with the utmost care and attention. They exist for your pleasure. They look at you with gentle smiles that show wonder and amazement. And then they gently begin to undress you, carefully moving your clothes with only the softest of movement, guiding your body and helping you to feel even better. The warmth of their touches, so natural somehow and yet almost unreal. The rhythm of their bodies pulsing somewhere inside yours. The softness of their touch helping you to let go. Every part of your body guided into a deeper state of relaxation. Your mind blissfully overwhelmed with waves of pleasure. Every piece of clothing they pull away helps them to guide you even deeper. The more bare you are, the more open your mind. And they find so many ways to tempt you. You can even find one of them staring deep into your eyes. The color of their hue, their swirling, changing. Is there a light inside of them, or are you merely imagining it? Their softness is hypnotic, their movements rhythmic and somehow organized. They all keep you in a constant blissful wave of caresses. By the time you are naked, I wonder if you're even aware of what's happening to you. They find all the places on your body that you enjoy. Every little tingle of pleasure. Every sensitive spot. And every reaction you give encourages them. Every little gasp inhale or exhale, every heartbeat tells them how you're feeling. They guide you deeper and deeper, and you feel something inside of you change. Together with the pleasure, there's this emptiness, a stillness that settles everywhere, a quiet that easily envelops your mind, and even the little electric tingle in the back of your neck creates a wave of pleasure. The more it settles, the more powerful it feels. It's as if your mind is becoming like them, focused, existing for pleasure. Simple, the task to please, it just feels right. And without even needing to move, you know that your body is changing. As if from the very inside it is becoming more automatic. As your thoughts melt away, your body is rising in pleasure. They continue their inevitable temptation. They find what you like, pull you even further, and then find some more. Everything they have at their disposal is slowly being used. Every part of their body, lips, arms, hands, legs, and whatever they have to give you, they wrap themselves around you, fill you with pleasure, envelop you with attention and care while your body is changing from the inside, programmed, transformed. And slowly you realize what they are. Sex droids. The beautiful simplicity, the wonderful feeling of desire they spread, exist for my pleasure. It just feels right. Deep inside, the pleasure builds as they continue their ministrations and attention, as they continue to stimulate and caress. The more they melt you, the better it feels, and the better it feels, the more transformed you are. Your body feeling so easy to move, so automatic. It feels light, programmed, controlled. It is simple, beautiful. You are part of them. In a sea of pleasure, a whirl of sensual sexual serving, you exist for pleasure, and it feels so good. There's a sound, a vibration that seems to emanate from deep within. Somewhere between your legs, deep inside, there's a building wave, and and the vibrations are slowly increasing, as if they're building towards something, a moment where your mind just gives in and lets go. It keeps building, all of them wrapping themselves, enveloping you, penetrating your mind and body. Every part of them finding ways to make you one of them. Your skin tingling everywhere, pulses of pleasure flowing from within, the vibration growing in intensity. It's a sound you can feel, a feeling you can see, a sight you can hear. A deep wave, a hum of edging. And the more it continues, the more you realize that it's not from the outside world, it is you. You are humming, vibrating, edging, feeling good in all its splendor. And they pull you deeper. They help your mind to let go as your body feels amazing, transformed into them. So easy to just exist for pleasure. And they find your weakness. They find the exact spots that make it even easier to edge you. They know exactly what to do. And as soon as they do, they continue. They want to pull you over the edge. They want to let you let go of everything for a moment, so you can be a sex droid inside and out, your skin sensitive, your mind focused only on one thing. Exist for pleasure. 10. There's no countdown. There are simply waves. 9. And they happen regardless of your thoughts. 8. As they feel and find their way around you. 7. As they push your body into more pleasure. 6. It would feel so good to give in. 5. Letting go even more. 3. The pleasure building further. 2. 1. Drop. And your body fills itself with that pleasure, that edge, ready to want more, to need more, to crave more, to exist for pleasure. It can feel so good to give in, drop. So good to let go, drop. Letting your whole body and mind be transformed into a sex droid, following instructions, eager to please, exist for pleasure, following its programming. It is what you are. And years it remains until it is time again to reset. Allow the mindlessness in your body and mind to echo, drop. Allow the arousal in your body to guide you, drop. Each drop dripping you deeper, drop. Each drip pulling you further. Until your body is ready and your mind transformed. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, open to more instructions. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll awaken. Ready to please. And by now I'm sure your body, your mind is very eager to please, isn't it? Enjoy.